Dionne Warwick with Walk On By. She celebrates 50 years in the music business by starting a UK tour for us tomorrow. We have an interview with her featuring on the morning show all this week. And whilst you're listening, don't forget that you can check out the locations and ticket details at jazzfm.com/live. Well, that relationship has lasted throughout those 50 years. Burt Bacharach, Hal David and Dionne Warwick together almost seem inseparable. But when was the last time they actually saw each other?
I saw Burt, of course, last week. Yeah. At the Gershwin Honors, and prior to going to Washington, D.C., I went by the hospital to see Hal.
Yes, because Hal didn't make it to the Gershwin Honors.
No, he didn't, but he's doing fine. He's home.
Great.
Thank God.
Yeah.
And making progress, which is a good thing.
Brilliant. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed for good news on that, because I guess when we hear the Bacharach and David songs, you know, and you together, we kind of think of you as being together
right.
all the time. Do you know what I mean? But
yeah.
obviously you're not. So looking back over that songbook, Bacharach and David, which ones do you think are the most timeless? Which ones do you personally adore the most?
Every single one of them. I've been asked this question a zillion times, and I give you the very same answer because it's the way I really feel. I treat my music, like my songs, like my children.
Yeah.
And I don't have a favorite child. I have two young men that I adore, who are my sons, and they're both my favorites. So all of my songs are my favorites.
You mentioned earlier that in the 60s, obviously, you made your first visit to the UK. What was it that, how did we strike you? You know, first time you came here, you know, obviously it was kind of familiar because you know, obviously you speak the same language, but what did you notice about the UK when you
arrived? It was the accent, of course, you know, which is, it's charming, you know, when you're outside of your country and you're hearing different accents from different people from different parts of the world, how they enunciate English words. I found that quite interesting. It was kind of dreary, I must say that. I never saw too much sun over here. I mean, in the midst of summer months, even. You know, it's almost you never saw the sun.
Sadly.
Yeah.
But we have it today for you.
Yes,
so that's the thing. Isn't it gorgeous? It is lovely. And, of course, you've chosen a special time to be here as well because your concerts are coinciding with the
Jubilee.
Queen's Diamond Jubilee.
Yeah.
Would you call yourself a royalist?
Oh, maybe.
Have you met the Queen? I don't know if you have.
Oh, yes, I've met her several times.
Have you?
Yes. And she's a wonderful lady. She really is. She has a really neat sense of humor. You know, it's not overt, but you get the gist of it.
It's subtle.
Yes.
Yeah. Reading about your history, and you actually grew up in quite a multicultural area of the US yourself. When I've talked to some American artists when they first came to the UK, maybe they appeared on Top of the Pops, and they looked out at the crowd and they saw different races all in the crowd, and they were sort of quite taken aback by it. Society has changed a great deal during the time that you've been performing. Did you find that was inspiring when you traveled abroad? Did you say, oh, well, actually, things can be. People all can be.
Oh, yeah. No, I found it quite interesting and very exciting to see multicultural action between people, you know. And it really educated me. You know, being able to travel to different parts of the world and experience different cultures and foods, rituals, people. I think that when you stop seeing that kind of progress, you're no longer with us.